This is a CHOI news report. Nanaimo Fire Chief Tim Doyle painted a dire picture of the overdose crisis to Nanaimo City Council on Monday. According to Doyle, as of Monday, Nanaimo Fire Rescue have responded to 1,500 overdoses in 2023. Last year, the annual total was 672.
It is definitely a concern when, as we can see this trend growing with, illicit drug overdoses. So, and when we look at our calls going from approximately 10,000 to 12,000, and it's looking like over 1,000 of those calls. So if we grow by 2,000 calls, and over 1,000 of them are going to be in overdoses alone.
According to the BC Coroner's report, 89 people in Nanaimo have died from unregulated drugs in the first 9 months of 2023, surpassing the annual record of 77 in 2022. The Central Vancouver Island area saw 158 deaths and is on pace to surpass the 167 deaths in 2022. As of September, a total of 342 people on Vancouver Island have died of overdoses in 2023. Nanaimo City Councillor Cheryl Armstrong pointed out there is no legal requirement for Nanaimo Fire Rescue to respond to medical calls at all.
There is one other option, which isn't going to be palatable to a lot of people, is that we just instruct them not to go because there's nothing in law that says they need to respond. That's an option that other communities are looking at right now.
Chief Doyle said Councillor Armstrong was right and that responding to medical calls is a provincial responsibility outlined in the Emergency Health Services Act, but not responding to medical calls would mean that more people could die.
We're deeply embedded in the pre-hospital care system, so I think the outcomes for the patients could be significantly compromised in terms of patient outcomes, if they don't get timely care, and, as a patient deceasing. I mean, we often go to patients that don't make it as well, and we are, we often do save patients, so... And that's a team effort between us and BC Ambulance Services right now.
Councillor Armstrong clarified that she is not advocating that council direct the fire department to stop responding to medical calls.
I just think it's another point where we can show there's more provincial downloading that we never even think about, and now it's just become normal for us to do it. And I'm not suggesting by any means that we don't do it. I'm just saying that it is an option.
Despite being a provincial responsibility, there's no mechanism for the city to bill the province for the ballooning costs associated with the spike in medical calls handled by Nanaimo Fire Rescue. A city staff report estimated that responding to medical calls in 2022 cost the city roughly $592,000, including over $82,000 in low acuity calls. The staff report stated the council could ask the province to develop a funding model that would compensate fire departments the cost of pre-hospital care, an idea that the Union of BC Municipalities endorsed this year. According to a statement from the Ministry of Health, BC Emergency Health Services spending has increased from $424 million in 2016 to $766 million. There is also $130 million over 3 years in the provincial budget to support an increase to the on-rate call for paramedics that will expand ambulance service throughout BC. The ministry says that BC Emergency Health Services will continue to work closely with its first responder partners to enhance patient care. For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.